RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air. Deep left field. Way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
I have really no clue what to expect in today's show. We have a couple of show announcements. I don't want to make it seem like it's some giant announcement, but we did a topic yesterday. I have an update on that topic. We're going to do that coming up in about 45 minutes. Another day, another dollar, all of that stuff. Do you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, we did a People's Court? You guys remember this? I'm going to play the audio for you guys. We're going to start today's show a little bit differently. Do you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, we did a story about a high school basketball player in Michigan? If you don't remember, here was what happened. A kid in Michigan who got kicked off his high school basketball team. Now, their coach kind of has like a Herman Boone. It's a public school, so I'm not going to cut anybody from the team. But if you try out for the basketball team, he is not going to cut you. Kid makes the team. But the coach has a rule. You got to show up to practice every day, or you need a valid reason for not being at practice. This kid missed practice for 2 days because he went on a family hunting trip. When he came back, he no longer had a spot on the team. Now, he and his parents are filing an appeal with the state to try to get him back on the team. You guys remember this story? We did this maybe a couple of weeks ago. In what has been a drive first, the head coach of the basketball team reached out to me and said, I want to come on the show and tell my side of the story. So, Rob, we've had some pretty incredible people on the show before. You know, Christopher Mad Dog Russo is coming up on the show in a couple of days. Trey Wingo is going to be on the show in about 15 minutes. We have Patrick Mahomes on the show. We've had Heisman Trophy winners. We've never had a person that was in the middle of one of the topics then say, I want to come on the show to explain my side of the story. So the coach is going to tell us his side of the story, and then we're going to have another People's Court to decide how we feel at the end of it. So really excited for that. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. I did get a chance to catch up with the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. No, I did not talk to Patrick Mahomes. I talked to Gardner Minshew earlier today. I think you guys are really going to like Gardner's appearance on the show. We'll play that for you coming up in about an hour and a half. So we got a lot to get into in today's show. I appreciate you guys. I've taken enough of your time. I will not go through the spiel that I normally go through, but shout out to the other place. You know, we got mad love for the other place. So there are two things that I would like to begin today's show with. Now, I saw everybody was commenting on this, so I got to give you my opinion on it. This is Travis Kelce on his podcast, and he is talking about the injury to Patrick Mahomes. Now, notice what he says and doesn't say. That is what is causing a lot of the stir right now.
And, you know, battled through everything, and he's going to battle through this. It's the only way this guy is wired, man. He's a fearless warrior when it comes to this football thing, and he's going to make sure that he comes back stronger than ever. And you know, hopefully the Chiefs can get him back as soon as possible. I know right now it's kind of right around that week one or the beginning of the season next year. So, I know he's going to be doing everything he can to get back out on that field for the Chiefs, as soon as possible, man.
I'm very torn. Rob, I want you to help me with this. When he says the Chiefs, I think you can take it two different ways. I don't think that Travis Kelce has made a decision on what he wants to do. Sure, is he leaning a certain direction? Of course. I don't think it's a pure 50-50. But I don't think that that is him telling you that he is not coming back. This is just my hypothesis of the situation and listening to the audio. I think when he is saying the Chiefs, I think he is meaning the Chiefs training staff. That's what I think he is trying to say. I mean, I've talked to Mitchell Schwartz enough. You have heard enough former players. They always speak in we. Mitch says we still about the team and hasn't been on the team in 4 or 5 years. He's still very involved in the organization. He's still very close to players that are on the team. So I don't think in the middle of the season still, while they still have games left, and I don't think Travis Kelce is shutting it down. I think Travis Kelce is going to play in these final three games. I don't think that he has already disassociated himself to the point where he is meaning they and not we in that kind of sense. I think he is referring to the Chiefs as in the Chiefs training staff and what they need to do as an organization to get Patrick Mahomes back on the field. I don't think this is an admission that Travis Kelce is going to retire at the end of the season. Could he retire? Sure. Is he going to retire? Possibly. But I don't think that that cut right there and what is kind of getting everybody up in arms, I don't think that is him leaning towards telling you what his decision is. I firmly believe, and this is probably going to happen sooner rather than later because they're not going to have the extended time in January to figure it out. I'm guessing that at some point, Travis and his fiance are going to go somewhere private. Now, we will find out about that place at some point, the way we find out about a lot of things in their life. But I don't think we're going to know. And I think they're going to go somewhere as private as you can be as two of the most famous people in the world. And they're going to have a real conversation about their life and career and football and music and touring and doing all of those things. I think they will then leave that situation and then tell us what the plan is. So I'm perfectly fine in waiting to see what that could possibly be. I think I've been very clear on my plan with Travis Kelce, and I'll communicate it again. I don't have an issue if Travis Kelce comes back next season. Now, I would say for what feels like the third or fourth year, that guy can't continue to be your number one option. And I do think it is in the best interest of this team to start to reduce the role of Travis Kelce. They've been trying to do that now for the last three or four seasons, and it just hasn't worked. That has to be priority number one. He can't be playing 96% of the snaps or 94% of the snaps the way that he has in these last couple of weeks. You need him to just come off the bench and just knock down a couple of shots, play defense, and play his role and play his position. He cannot be in the center of what you continue to do offensively. And as I talk about this team, lack of explosiveness, inability to kind of beat man coverage, and Travis Kelce kind of embodies some of those things. So if you're talking about bringing him in as a fourth outfielder, great. But if that guy is planning on being your cleanup hitter or your three hitter, I think you have just made another terrible plan of how you are going to build your offense. But I'm perfectly fine with Travis Kelce coming back. You come back on a deal with a low base salary, incentives, a little signing bonus. It gives you some flexibility to figure out what you want to do. And you go out and you draft a young tight end that's going to take over as your number one. You sign a younger tight end. I know Kyle Pitts is going to be a free agent. You're going to have options if you want to find Travis Kelce's replacement. So I have absolutely no problem with Travis Kelce coming back next year. I just don't think that that was an admission of him making us or letting us know what his plan is, Rob. How did you hear those comments?
I fall somewhere in between you and the conspiracy theorists on the internet that believe this is a sign that he is no longer with the team. I do think the timing is weird because we have seen him. We heard Danan Hughes a few weeks ago on with Fesco and Dusty talk about how he's noticing Travis Kelce on the sideline taking it all in. We've noticed him in postgame looking more dejected by regular season losses than we have. I think maybe not retirement, but the idea that his contract with the Chiefs set to expire and he's got 3 games left in his NFL career in Kansas City potentially is starting to weigh on him. So when you combine all those elements, the fact that on his podcast, for the first time in his podcast, he doesn't say, man, we're looking forward to Patrick Mahomes getting back one day. We know he's going to, you know, work his butt off to get back. He says the Chiefs. I do think people leap to a not crazy thought. Maybe his time in Kansas City is over. Maybe not his time in the NFL. Maybe his time in the NFL and in Kansas City is over. I don't know. But I don't think it's crazy to believe that him pivoting from we to the Chiefs at this point in the season is something. It's not nothing to me.
I obviously don't know. But I firmly believe that there is a 0% possibility that Travis Kelce is playing in the NFL next year and is not for the Chiefs.
I don't think it's zero. We can disagree on that. I think it's very slim. We've seen too many stars go other places at the end of their career in the NFL. Rob Gronkowski played for the Bucs. I mean, we can name all the stars. It happens a lot.
You're right, but I think in that scenario, Rob Gronkowski didn't go play for the Bucs. Rob Gronkowski went to go play for Tom Brady. Rob Gronkowski was just not going back to anybody. There was only one person in the world that would have got Gronk at that stage in his career to keep playing football, and it was Tom. Now, if you're telling me that Pat was going to play for another team and Kelce could, that'd be a different conversation. I would be absolutely stunned if Travis Kelce signed a one-year contract to go play for somebody. I would be floored if that is the case. Someone on the text line says, Kyle Pitts gets franchise tag, but you trade a third round pick, maybe even a second. Absolutely not. We don't got to do this with Kyle Pitts. We don't have to do this with Kyle Pitts. No. If Kyle Pitts is a free agent and the Chiefs are interested in, no. I'm not giving a second round pick for Kyle Pitts. For the Chiefs this year, that might end up being, by the time we figure this thing out, it might be the 47th overall pick. No, I'm not interested in trading anything for Kyle Pitts. I'm interested in signing him if he's available. I'm not interested in trading for Kyle Pitts. Please, let's not do this. I'm all for theories and throwing out trade possibilities, but Kyle Pitts is, he's everybody's unicorn in the National Football League. I'm not going to let him be that for me this offseason. All right, coming up on the other side, we're very excited to be joined by Trey Wingo. You guys remember him, formerly of ESPN. A lot of things to talk about with him. There is a 30 for 30 on one of his dear friends in Stuart Scott, the end of the Chiefs run, and also who he likes in the AFC. That's all coming up. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Trey Wingo. He is currently the host of Straight Facts, homie. It is on YouTube. Very happy to have him on the show today. Trey Wingo, how you doing today, my man?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. There's a lot of things I want to get your opinion on. I do want to talk football. I do want to get to the Chiefs and the end of their dynasty run, however people want to categorize it. But I have to ask you about the recent 30 for 30 and documentary about Stuart Scott. What is it like to watch somebody that you obviously know so well have a documentary that celebrates their life? What is it like to watch a documentary that is about a lot of things that you experienced?
Yeah, it was a little surreal, you know. I mean, so many of the things that they talked about in the show that Stuart and I, you know, did together. And I want to be clear, Stuart and I were friends. We were not super, super close friends, so I don't want to, you know, misspeak about our relationship. But we always got along. We had a great time together. Never had a crossword with each other, and it was interesting introspective look at, you know, the things that he had to deal with. And I'm glad they talked about it because, you know, when he first got there, there were a lot of people at ESPN that weren't sure about his style and weren't sure about if that was going to work for them. And so they made sure they told him, hey, you need to get more information in your highlights when you do them on SportsCenter. And so if you go back and look at some of his work, especially the Kobe Bryant 81-point game, he flooded you with information along with the style and the catchphrases and the slogans. And it was basically Stuart's way of saying, whatever, I can play your game, but I'm still going to be me. And I thought that was his greatest strength, is that he was able to present things in the way that we hadn't really seen or heard before, but he was also true to the core of what it was all about, putting things in a historical, statistical, informational context.
I'm sure there's other people that associate him with this moment as well. So it's interesting when you bring up the Kobe 81. I think of the Jordan flu game and the way that he tells the story of the game, and you're seeing it and visually in his style and knowing how much of an iconic moment this is for one of the most iconic athletes of all time. Those two things just really blend together for me. I am curious, I guess, for you on a personal level, did you maybe understand at the time how important you were, how important this show was in shaping the minds of sports fans like me that were growing up during this time?
That's a really interesting question. I guess the way I could answer that honestly, there used to be a slogan at ESPN when we were, like, this is in the late 90s, early 2000s, where we were battling with CNNSI for dominant cable sports coverage, you know, and we had an ad campaign that says, we don't take ourselves seriously, we take sports seriously. And I really identified with that. Like, that, to me, I wasn't, like, I always said to myself, don't think about you're talking to 5 million people or how many people are watching, right? I said you're having a one-on-one conversation with one person, and let's make it relatable in that way. And so that was what I tried to do, and I think that Stuart very much felt the same way. It is interesting, though, and that, you know, this is me being retrospective a little bit, or introspective as well. I think these days a lot of what's on ESPN is like, we take ourselves really seriously, and maybe we talk about sports. I mean, it really, the way it's presented now, I think, is gone in a complete 180 from that time frame, and I'm not sure that's a good thing.
That's interesting you say that. I was going to ask you that, and we can start talking about football in a little bit. Like, I would say one of my issues with the way that sports is discussed on television is kind of what you're saying. It's not nearly that serious, and I just don't know how all of these topics can make you mad. Like, I'm all for, hey, I feel this way, you feel this way, but there's like a matter of like respect and back and forth and just real life conversation that sometimes I think gets lost in this debate culture, the way that's presented on television.
I completely agree with you, which is why I didn't want to do it anymore. You know, I said this jokingly in my last few years at ESPN, but I think it's true. I want to care as much about one thing in my life as Stephen A. Smith pretends to care about everything. And, you know, it's just, you don't have it. That's not real. It's not a realistic approach. And look, if you want to debate and yell at people, that's fine. Go ahead. I have no interest in that. That's the whole reason we started the Straight Facts Homie podcast, which is we're just going to tell you statistically what happened, why it happened, and historically why this matters. All the other, if you want people screaming at you and having a debate, there are plenty of places you can do that. I have no interest in that at all. Zero. What I want to do is talk about why these things happen, what they are, why they're interesting to me, in the historical context of what we're talking about. And that, to me, is the whole point. Otherwise, it's just people bloviating opinions. Here's what I think. I don't care what you think. I want to know what you know, and is it based on real information?
Right now, we're talking to Trey Wingo, formerly of ESPN. You can also catch him on the Straight Facts Homie Show. You can hear that on YouTube. So, Trey, let's talk about this. You do a fantastic job in breaking down the numbers and answering the why. If somebody came up to you, they recognized you on the street and asked you, hey, what went wrong with the Chiefs this year? Why didn't they make the postseason? What would your answer be?
Honestly, and this is going to drive people crazy, especially in Kansas City, it was just little things. Now, look, obviously the injuries to the offensive line were problematic. The lack of a running game outside of Kareem Hunt being more proficient on third and one and fourth and one than the tush push has been this year. You go through every game they lost, and I can point to three or four plays where it simply went against them where in the last few years it didn't. For example, let's take the Texans game, the Sunday night loss, right? Harrison Butker misses a field goal. Rashee Rice drops a conversion on fourth and one. On the opening drive, Noah Gray drops a completion on third and four that would have kept a drive alive. Patrick threw a careless interception. Travis Kelce was hit in the hands and bobbled it up in the air. They allowed a third and 17 to the Texans to be converted for first down. Go back to the first game of the year against the Chargers in Brazil. It was a sloppy game, and Worthy got knocked out, and Rice wasn't there. So they needed to come up with a stand. It was third and 16, and Chris Jones, for whatever reason, went inside when his responsibility on the play was outside, and Justin Herbert took advantage of that and scampered for 19 yards and got the first down to end the game. In every game they lost in those one-score games where they had 17 in a row, NFL record over the last couple of seasons, in every one of these games this year, there were critical plays to be made, and they simply didn't make it. And I can point out that in every single loss that they've had. It's not glamorous, it's not sexy, but it's also the truth. Now, there were some issues on the back end of the defense that they weren't as good as they've been in the years past, and I think they're going to try to address that. But at the end of the day, in every one of those games, there were three or four plays that they simply made over the last few years that they didn't make this year. And look at the point differential for the Chiefs. Right now it's, what, plus 60 at 6-8? I think for the entire year last year, it was plus 63 when they went 15-2. That's the razor-thin margin we're talking about.
Right now, we're talking to Trey Wingo going through what went wrong with the Chiefs. We'll also get his thoughts on the AFC here coming up in just a little bit. I would say in talking to fans and listening to fans, one of the complaints has been that the Chiefs system and Andy Reid's system, maybe more specifically, has just grown a little bit stale. You look at this game through an analytic perspective. Is that what you're seeing when you're looking at the Chiefs offense, that possibly it's just grown a little bit stale and defenses have caught up with it?
I think that's there's something to that, right? And you know, Mitchell Schwartz, who obviously won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs and was a great player for them for a few years, you know, breaks down a lot of the things that happened in the running game specifically, and they're being some people are being asked to do things that simply don't make a lot of sense. And you know, I understand why if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're talking about a team that went to the first team ever that went to 5 Super Bowls in 6 seasons. You know, they went to 3 in a row. They won 2 in a row. They won 3 out of the 5. But it does need some revamping. Now, you know, Rashee Rice was a breakout star his rookie year. And he's had a little bit of case of the drops since his return from the injury and the suspension. You hope that comes back. Worthy has had some drops this year as well. You hope that comes back. But I do think we do need a reinvention and a reinvigorating of the offensive game calling and game plan. I don't think that's a stretch by any sense at all. I do think sometimes you need to just re-spark things, and I think that's a big part of it.
A major point that I've kind of hit on this season, Trey, is if you look at the way that offenses are performing over the last couple of years, the run game maybe isn't the most important thing, but the run game just has to be in the middle of your offense. And every offense that people think is good, every offense that people think is prolific, they have the ability to run the ball. Man, it's really difficult to be a top 5 offense, a premium offense, if your team can't run the football. And I think in the building of this offense through the offseason, that's where things really went left. There was a chance to make some improvements in that run game. The Chiefs didn't make any improvements and really banked on Isaiah Pacheco returning to form, and that just didn't happen this year.
I would agree. You know, Pacheco's burst that was so significant and so obvious when you saw him play his first couple of years in the league is not there the same way it was. And, you know, he's always been a smaller slider back. You know, again, Kareem has been exactly what you would want from him. But there has to be a commitment also to running the ball, right? Like, one of the things that's made Seattle really good this year is that they run it about 51% of the time. I think that's highest in the league. Now, they only average about 3.7, 3.8 yards per carry. But by committing to the run, it makes the defense have to defend it, and thus opening up other things for Jaxon Smith-Njigba and what Sam Darnold wants to do. I think there has to be a higher commitment to the running game. And as long as you make the defensive coordinator try and figure out a way to stop it, then you can just go hell-bent to the quarterback, and that's how you get what we've seen with Patrick Mahomes this year. The Chiefs were only in all these games this year because of the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. They've got to find a little more around him to make him not be the one thing that makes everything work.
Trey, as you take a bigger look, a wider look at the rest of the AFC, now with no Kansas City, potentially no Baltimore, Cincinnati season didn't really come together, where are you kind of looking at? Buffalo obviously has to be in that conversation. Denver has to be in that conversation. Is that it for you in the AFC, or are there a couple other teams that you like and could throw in the mix of, hey, that's a team that I think could get to San Francisco?
Well, I'll start with this. There is no team that has more pressure on it than Buffalo, right? I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are the things that fuel nightmares in Western New York. You know, the Bills beat them every year in the regular season, and they can't find a way to ever beat them in the postseason. So if you don't, to your point, Patrick Mahomes isn't there. Lamar Jackson, even though he hasn't had a great success rate in the postseason, likely not to be there. If you're the Buffalo Bills, if not now, when, right? Because Burrow is not going to be there. And, you know, people are taking shots at Joe Burrow right now that I do not understand at all. Like, everything he said in that sort of introspective press conference was on display in that game against the Ravens. Like, the guy's running for his life. Since he was drafted between 2020 and 2025, the Ravens' pass rush win rate, block rate, is 32nd in the league with arguably one of the top 3 quarterbacks in football. You can put him 1, 2, or 3. I don't care. you can't protect the guy, you can't win. There is so much pressure to me. I think Denver's a better team because they dominate the line of scrimmage. They give up the fewest sacks. They have the most sacks. I mean, that is line of scrimmage domination. And we certainly saw that in the last Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Chiefs. But there is no team with more pressure on them to finally get it done in a Patrick Mahomes-free postseason than the Buffalo Bills. Because if they don't get it done now, when? Because Drake May and the Patriots look like they're going to be in this thing for a while now in the AFC East.
What I at least noticed with Burrow is he just sounded broken to me. Like, he sounded like a man who was just defeated by everything. Now, I don't think that we're getting a tweet coming up in a month that Joe Burrow has announced that he's retiring and pulling an Andrew Luck. But I think that was the telling part for those on the outside that just heard him. Like, he sounded like a man who had been through a 15-round fight and lost on decision.
Yeah, and I think he goes through that every Sunday. It is very similar. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't at some point in the near future, if they don't get this thing fixed, that he says, I need to go play somewhere else. I mean, there's a reason the Bengals were nicknamed the Bungles for decades, right? And then Joe Burrow fell into their lap. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins come in, and boom, things change. You can't just have those three guys be everything. The offensive line, as we said, still continues to struggle. The defense, it clearly wasn't Lou Anarumo's fault. I mean, they got rid of him, and they still have all those kind of issues. The Bengals, historically, are terrible at building a winning team. And they are wasting, I mean wasting, an opportunity with a Hall of Fame franchise generational quarterback. And that will wear you down. It will wear you out. And I know people will say, well, wait a minute. 2 weeks ago, he threw that interception, the pick six to Benford that basically changed the game. You're right, he did. That was just an unbelievable play by Benford. I mean, they had been wearing the Bills out on third down. Before that interception, I think the Bengals had converted 9 of 11 third downs against the Bills' defense and were averaging over 7 yards to get those first downs. And they were just wearing them out. Benford made an unbelievable play. But it is going south pretty quickly for the Bengals. And it is funny because, you know, the Bengals made it to that one Super Bowl when they beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead, and they felt like they were the next great franchise. And it has been nothing since then. Nothing.
Trey, I'll get you out of here with this last thing. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, you get what you pay for. I'm surprised that the Dolphins paid for Tua Tagovailoa and then are surprised that they got Tua Tagovailoa. Everybody knew that this was not a good contract and that given Tua $212 million and $167 million guaranteed was a bad idea. Everybody seemed to know this except the Dolphins. Now they're starting Quinn Ewers and there's no chance that Tua is back for them next season and they have one of the worst contracts in the league. I just feel like this was all avoidable, where eventually there's going to be an owner, there's going to be a general manager that's going to have the 11th best quarterback in the league and is just going to say, no, we're not paying you like you are, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, listen, well, the whole Dolphins thing has been a mess for a while, right? Remember, Stephen Ross, the owner, allegedly, air quotes, told Brian Flores, I'm going to pay you to lose games, right? I'm going to pay you to lose football games because we want to tank for Tua. So this is an organization that has been terrible for a long time. To your point, it speaks to a much bigger issue to me than just paying Tua Tagovailoa. I don't ever want to hear fans say we need to tank for this guy. Because go look at the people that we're supposed to be tanking for, right? When does that ever work out? They wanted to tank for Tua. As it turns out, he wasn't even the best quarterback or the second best quarterback in that first round. You had Joe Burrow go number one overall, and Justin Herbert went after Tua. They were both better. I remember people saying we should be lamest for Jameis in 2015. Nobody knows anything about these guys that come out of the draft. It is all a massive crapshoot. And yes, Trevor Lawrence is finally looking good with Liam Cohen. But before this little stretch run, after they gave up 19 points in the fourth quarter to the Texans a few weeks ago, a lot of people would have said, man, we're not sure if Trevor Lawrence is going to be the thing we need. And everyone was sure that he was by far the next great quarterback prospect coming out number one overall in 2021. Nobody knows anything. So when you ever hear, we should tank for this guy. No, remember, Texans fans were upset when they didn't get Reggie Bush and they took Mario Williams instead. Reggie had a completely decent career, but in no way a player that you would want to tank for to turn your franchise around. This should be a warning lesson to fan bases. Stop saying we should tank for this guy, because there's no freaking thing as a sure thing of a quarterback coming out of college into the pros.
That is Trey Wingo joining us on the show today, formerly of ESPN. He is the host of the Straight Facts Homie Show on YouTube. Trey is a kid that grew up in the 90s, grew up on Nickelodeon, ESPN. I can't begin to tell you how much appreciation I have for you and the work you've done over the years. It's cool to have you on the show. Really appreciate your time.
Anytime, man. Thanks so much. And we'll see. I believe Patrick will be back week one. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think he'll be back week one next year.
I'm with you. That is Trey Wingo joining us on the show today, formerly of ESPN. I'm not ready to say week one. I do think it is very obvious by the energy that the Chiefs are already giving off. I think the Chiefs are telling you that is their plan. Now, plans change. There could be a setback. Something could happen. But I do think the words of the Chiefs over the last couple of days, they have told you this. They're already talking about he has already started rehabbing. He had surgery immediately. They are telling you that their goal is to have Patrick Mahomes back for week one of next season, and let's just see how it goes. I do want to read this, and this is just one person's question, so I don't want to single it out. I don't want to make it seem like this is the consensus. I just want this to be a blanket statement for everybody. CDOT, this is a theoretical question, and maybe it's premature. But let's say the Chiefs go get somebody like Sam Darnold next year that come in and play for Mahomes because he can't start week one. Let's say the Chiefs get off to a hot start by the time Mahomes is eligible to come back. Would you let the other quarterback continue, or would you throw Mahomes in there to play out the rest of the season? I want this out there because it seems obvious, but maybe it's not obvious. The moment Patrick Mahomes is healthy, he is our starting quarterback. I don't care what is happening with the Chiefs. Let's say the Mahomes can't come back until week 10 and they're 10-0. There will not be a quarterback controversy on this show. Maybe there will be a quarterback controversy on somebody else's show. There will not be one on this show. Not at all. If the Chiefs are still mathematically in it and Patrick Mahomes is healthy and ready to go, he is their starting quarterback. So I just want to, I don't want you guys over the next couple of months thinking of these what if scenarios. No, let's just simplify it. Let's make it very, very simple. Mahomes equals healthy. Chiefs equal playoff positioning means Mahomes play. That's it. That's as simple as I can describe it. I just want that disclaimer out there. Oh, what about? No, I answered your question already. If Mahomes can go and they're still in it, he should be out there playing. That's the drive's official stance.
Why are you doing this? I agree with you, but do you know what sports talk dreams are made of? Quarterback controversies, baby.
There's no quarterback controversy.
That's the home run swing. Can you imagine if they sign, I don't know, pick a name, Russell Wilson, and Russ is cooking, the Chiefs are 3-0?
Rob, are you
and
listening?
We have to have
a
conversation?
Are you listening to me?
Sports talk dreams.
Are you listening to me? No, is what I'm telling you. No. There is not a quarterback controversy on this show. There's not one on this show. I don't care if Patrick Mahomes comes back and it's week 14. I don't care. There's no controversy. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing to talk about. I just want that out there. I just want our stance out there on how I feel about these things. That's it. I just want our stance. Rob, I know I can already tell you're going to be annoyed. The number one player that Chiefs fans want to talk about is Jeremiah Love, the running back for Notre Dame. So let's put a pin in this. Let's talk about Jeremiah Love at the top of the hour. Let's talk about it at 3 o'clock. I got a Jeremiah Love topic. I'm going to go ahead and give you my early feelings on Jeremiah Love. We also got a show announcement. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Rob, I have an official announcement to make to you and to everybody on the show. Announcement number one. Carrington Claus came through for you, Rob. I heard the defeat in your voice when you thought that you were going to have to go to Ocean Prime. I heard the pain, the sadness that you had in your voice when you thought that's what you were going to do. You came to me and you told me that you and your wife were not exchanging Christmas gifts this year and that you wanted you and her to have a nice dinner at 1587 Prime. That's what you told me. And you had struggles trying to get a reservation. Rob, I got you one. Your reservation is for next Friday at 7 o'clock. Did you? Two guests. Now, don't be greedy here. Oh, what about my? No. You said you and your wife, I got it hooked up for you. And Rob, you know what? Because you're my friend, I'm going to give you $200 towards your tab. Not a gift card. From me to you. You're my offensive lineman. I got to help take care of you, Rob. I hooked you up here. I don't even need a thank you. I just want you to know that Carrington Claus came through for you. That's what I want you to know here. But you know what I want in return? I want you to say M-I-Z. That's what I want you to say. I want you right now before everybody. I don't want you to say thank you. I just want you to say M-I-Z. And then we can move on in the topic. We can move on to something else.
So just make sure I understand correctly. If I say M-I-Z, I get the 1587 reservation. Just making sure I understand the rules.
Yeah, and right now the reservation is in my name.
Mm-hmm.
I will happily transfer it to you. I will Apple Pay you $200 right now as your official Christmas gift. I want you to turn the Missouri fight song on right now, or Mr. Brightside, whichever one. And I just want you to say M-I-Z. And if you do that, then we're good. We're even. I got you a Christmas gift and you got me a Christmas gift this year. That's what I want.
I will tell you this. I'll probably be eating good at Ocean Prime off all the bets I won because KU smoked Missouri. They won, they covered, dare and get the over. That's how I'm eating at Ocean Prime. You can enjoy 1587. No. No, no, no.
So you don't want it. You don't want your gift.
I'm going to save that $200 and buy a Beware of Dog sign to take to my next KU game at Allen. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. That text line, is that not fair? 913-586-7965. I have done everything that Rob asked me to do. You said you wanted to go to 1587 Prime. I hooked it up for you. I got you a premium reservation.
I've never been more happy to go.
I got you a Friday at 7.
Me and Ocean Prime, we're new best friends.
I got you Friday at 7, and I'm willing to help pay. Go ahead. Get you the little whimsical drink on me. On C-Dot Claws, Carrington Claws, Claws Dot. All I want for you to do is turn on the Missouri Pipe song and say M-I-Z. That's all I need you to do. That's all I want for Christmas. They say it's better to give than receive.
I will be heading to Ocean Prime with my wife.
All right. Text line 913.
I'd rather not eat than say those three
letters. Text line 913-586-7965. I feel like I've given Rob a very fair offer here. Someone says, C-Dot, that's gross. How is it gross? I'm giving Rob a gift. I'm not allowed to tell Rob Rob told me what he wanted for Christmas. Rob can't tell me, I can't tell Rob what I want for Christmas. That's it. I can't ask for a gift back in return. I want a gift. What if I say M-I-Z and then you say Z-O-U?
I will not be saying those three letters.
Okay, I will
be eating an Ocean Prime with my wife. You know what? I'm going to wear a KU quarter zip that day just to remind myself that I have principles.
Okay, all right. My bad. Text line 913-586-7965. Tell me if you think Rob is making the right decision here. You want me to cancel the reservation?
I hope you enjoy 1587.
I'm not going.
And while you're there, I'm going to text you every minute that you're there the score of the game from last Sunday.
Right here. All right.
I'm going to send you Trey White's stat line just so you see it.
Someone said, C-Dot, what was your gift? It doesn't matter now. It doesn't matter. Someone said, C-Dot, would you do the same for KU? Absolutely. You guys already think I'm a KU fan. I might as well benefit from it. I might as well get something out of the deal. That's all I need. I'll happily do it. Rob, if you want to switch it up and you want to give me that gift, I'll start waving the wheat with you. What do you want me to do? I'll sit here and wave the wheat. I'll wave the wheat. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, how can you call it a gift, but it comes with a condition? No, I'm just saying is I want Rob to get me a gift too. I want Rob to also get me a gift.
I would have happily gone to another high school basketball game with you, but this
that's
is
not what I want.
This
though.
Is a bridge
that's
not too what far. I want. Absolutely just, not.
That's not what I want for Christmas. That's not what I want. I don't want to go.
Sounds like neither of us are getting gifts.
I don't want to watch Stately Oak Park with you. That's not what I want. I've already done that with you before. That's an experience we've already shared before. We've never been here together listening to Mr. Brightside.
We've been in the same location listening to it.
We have done that before.
One of us enjoyed it a lot more than the other person.
That is true. Let me play this for you guys. I guess Rob doesn't want to go to 1587. I guess everything comes at a cost. Let me play for you guys what Rick Burkholder had to say. He is the Chiefs head trainer. Here he is on the timeline for Patrick Mahomes.
Every player is different. Every sport's different. Every position's different. And with him, traditionally, he's going after it so hard, and he's so in tune with what he does that he does it a little quicker. Ballpark on this thing is 9 months. Could be a month or two less, a month or two more. You never know what goes on, and everybody's designed differently biomechanically, and so you just have to go through it, and then he's got, you know, position-specific things that he needs to do. So right now, I'll give you this, early on in the rehab phase, we're doing a lot to get his muscles firing, get the swelling down. And he's in a protective brace right now so that all that surgery heals in.
I'm obviously not a doctor. This is in line with the Packers thinking. We had that story on Monday. The Packers believe that an ACL tear is a 10-month injury. The Chiefs are telling you they think it's a 9-month injury, give or take. I do believe, based on the words that we just heard from their head trainer, I think their goal, what they are shooting for, is for Patrick Mahomes to be the starter on week one of the NFL season. I think that's what they are shooting for. I also think they're setting you up, kind of like what I've been saying all week, is if he ends up starting in week three or week four, something did not go wrong. It's going to be a long road to doing this. A long road. I'm assuming he's not going to do a whole lot in training camp. he certainly isn't participating in the preseason. Like, this is going to be a very different offseason for Patrick Mahomes, one that he hasn't really had so far in his career. So let's see how his body responds. Let's see what the Chiefs end up doing. And their actions are going to tell us what they think and how close they think that he is, who they end up signing to be their backup quarterback next year, how much money they spend on their backup quarterback next year. We got a long way to go. They still got three regular season games left this season. So I understand that is still priority number one. Everybody wants Pat to be healthy. Nobody wants a setback. I completely get it. They have set the timeline. Their goal is that he is going to participate in week one of the NFL season, but they're giving themselves a little bit of a window and grace. I would be surprised if we are in mid-October and Patrick Mahomes is not playing. That gives you the extra month that they are potentially talking about there. Let's say he misses the first 4 weeks of the season. Then let's see where they are. I also think, and we got a ways until we get here, the NFL schedule is going to tell us what the NFL feels about this as well. When's the Chiefs' bye week? Is the Chiefs' bye week in week 13 this year? Or does the NFL just happen to schedule a bye in week 5 of the NFL season, or the earliest that you could have one? It buys the Chiefs more time to get Patrick Mahomes healthy. And then magically, on the first game after the bye, they got Sunday night football at home against some team. The NFL schedule, I think, is going to answer a whole lot of questions about the way the league feels about Kansas City's quarterback situation heading into next year. All right, coming up on the other side, this is actually the first time that we have had this conversation about the player, but I would say the player that we have been told about the most in the draft has been Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love. I'll give you my thoughts on him next. Keep it right here, so drive.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.